Matty, fantastic to see you here as part of the Classic Wallabies. Glad to get the Green and Gold shirt back on.
Well, it was a pretty tough little match out there tonight, but it was good fun, good to run around with a few old mates and put on a bit of a show for the locals.
And what about the goal kicking? Very, very smooth. It's like, you know, from 15 years ago, man.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's sort of like riding a bike, kicking goals, but yeah, a little bit out of practice, haven't done much of it, but it was a fun afternoon, and yeah, it was probably a little bit more intense than I actually expected, but it was good that we rallied and we did what we had to do to win the game.
Yeah, of course. You've had great privileges there. You played for the Wallabies in a World Cup final. Bledisloe's, of course, when you did the step on the inside and then on the outside and secured that Bledisloe. Fantastic moments, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, and you know, there are moments on the big stage, you know, that everybody sort of sees, but then there are moments like these where, you know, it's a little bit more low key, but it means just as much, you know, to come out to rural Australia and the communities that have, you know, been struggling, and you know, it's just good to see people smiling and having a great time, and you know, maybe taking their mind off, you know, a few of the struggles that they had of late and you know, in recent times, and you know, the Classic Wallaby program's about that, you know. Got a bit on this year. We'll be up, you know, in North Queensland later in the year. We'll be in Hong Kong. We've got a fair bit going on. So it's a great program that's run by Justin Harrison, and it's good to see Raylene Boyle and a few of the RU members here as well.
Of course, if you could get through Kalgoorlie, good luck with that as well, man. That should be absolutely mind-boggling. But of course, you had the privilege of playing for Australian Rugby League as well, winning a World Cup. You said at the time, how good's this? Every kid should get into footy, and it's just, again, a great reflection and a great opportunity again to reflect on a great career in rugby league as well.
Yeah, and you know, I meant it. You know, it's, you know, kids' sport is, you know, it's critical. I believe, you know, all my kids play sport, and you know, it just teaches you a lot. And you know, if you're lucky enough and you work hard enough, that you know, there's opportunities to have it as a career now. And you know, what I really love is, you know, the women's games in every code are really starting to step up. And you know, give them the platform to perform on the big stages as well, which is great. So, pretty special.
Of course, you and Chloe Maxwell, your wife, have got this incredible charity, incredible opportunity through autism. If you can explain what autism is to us, and also what the charity is all about, and how we can connect with you and help you out.
Yeah, look, autism is just it's a developmental disorder. It's actually the fastest growing one in the world. A lot of kids affected. I think about one in four families are now directly affected. It's a scary thought that, you know, if not addressed, you know, it can regress, and you know, things can get really tough. So, you know, we founded a charity 10 years ago that addresses this and, you know, helps families that are struggling to foot the cost of early intervention treatment. So we raise money to sort of help those families that are in need. And it's a real... It's a passion of ours, you know. We just know the struggles that families go through. We went through it ourselves, and you know, we have a website for asdkids.com. People can check out what we're doing. Now we've got a big year ahead. We're taking a whole heap of people to Kokoda to do a trek up there. Actually, myself and John Stevens, a musician from Noiseworks, we're taking our kids up there, and we're looking for 10 people who want to bring their kids along as well. So you can jump on the website, check that out, and maybe come along and join us. But you know, we had a lot of cool stuff going on. We produced a TV show to highlight what we're doing, and I was on TV earlier this year. There'll be another series on next year, and we're just trying to do our best to help people in need. And it's a huge space, and there's no real one body that's sort of addressing it. There's lots of little ones, and we want to try and become that safe place for people to come to and get the information that they need to know that there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Matt, thank you for your time. Two International, fantastic for your time here. I wish you all the best with your charity, but you really look to put a dent into autism, and we wish you all the best with your family moving forward.
No worries, appreciate the time.